Hey, this is Ian Caleb, your binge-worthy guru, with another episode. But this is a special episode because this is like the quarantine episode of Binge-Worthy Guru. This is the COVID-19 episode of Binge-Worthy Guru. Even though I don't call it COVID-19 or coronavirus, I just call it 19. Like, yo, this is 19. So that's that edition. This is also the slightly tipsy edition of Binge-Worthy Guru because, you know, when you're shelter in place like I am in Hollywood where, you know, you shouldn't go anywhere, I'm just in the house and I'm drinking and giving you another example of what you should be doing, which is drinking and watching or binge watching a show. Because, guys, stay at home. Like, for real. Just keep your ass at home. I mean, a lot of you all are working from home. The people who are in industries like bartenders and restaurants where, unfortunately, you're at home and you may or may not be compensated for what you do. We don't know what the future holds. So just use that time to either relax, spend time with your loved ones, and watch a show. Or, you know, spend that time to better yourself, learn a language, study something. You've always wanted to write, you know what I'm saying? Use that time to work on that too, if you don't want to binge. But of course, my goal is to get you to sit down, take a break, and binge watch your favorite show. I'm doing this podcast from a different location. I'm still at home, but when it's shelter in place, there might be other people in the house. So you might hear background noise in the television. I'm hoping that isn't the case because I try to keep this as professional as possible. And I have a really good treat for you today. I hope I'm not slurring. I shouldn't be slurring, but I just told you all, this is the tipsy episode. You should be taking a drink also. And also you should be enjoying your life. That's the one thing I want to say. Enjoy your life. Enjoy what you have. Enjoy your loved ones. If you're stuck at home with them, you know, find a way to appreciate them, even though after a week of having to deal with them, you might want to go crazy. But, you know, love on your family. And for you side pieces out there that unfortunately can't link up with, I'm going to stop right there. But anyway, I normally give you all shows on Hulu and Netflix and other things. And I know I've done a show or two that's on Amazon Prime. This episode is going to be a show on Amazon Prime. In the future, I'm going to do more shows that's on Apple TV because on social media, I really don't hear people talking about Apple. Though I like two shows from Apple TV that came out. I'm really disappointed in Apple TV. It's like Tim Cook or the powers that be had all this money and they thought, okay, if we throw all this money at production and hire these actors that everyone loves and just throw this money at them and just throw money at these huge projects, then people are going to just watch them because their favorite actors or actresses, or whatever, attached to it. And it's going to be a great show. And that wasn't the case. There's one show in particular. I'm not gonna tell you what it is because that's a future episode. That I do think was worth the money, and it was actually statistically one of the most expensive shows ever done per episode. And the actresses that were in the show, and because I said that, you all should know exactly what I'm talking about. Were paid higher per episode than, you know, ever or close to ever. But there's a couple of shows that came out that had people that I really think is worth my time watching. One particular guy was in Breaking Bad. If you know what I'm talking, if you know the person, then you know exactly what show I'm referring to. But it was really hard to get into the episodes. So I'm going to do an episode on not just shows that you should be binging, but maybe shows that you should not be binging, but still watch. So maybe, you know, treat it like it's a network TV show. So like, don't watch like 8 episodes in one sitting, just watch one episode per week. And because it's not worth watching the entire time, even though that might be the antithesis of this show, I still think I should have some kind of contrast to the shows that may not be binge worthy. I would hate for you all to follow my 3 episode rule and are upset with me because the show wasn't good. So I'm going to look into that later on. But anyway, I digress. I'm getting off subject. So you're stuck in a house. You're quarantined. You don't know what to watch. You have watched your favorite shows already. You're at the season, the end of the season, and you have what I call binge depression, post-binge depression. See that? I'm not that tipsy, I promise. But anyway, so what I call post-binge depression is when you watch a show, it's really good. You had no freaking intention of sitting down the entire day or night watching these 8, 10, 13 episodes. And you got work the next morning, but I mean, now some of you all don't have work the next morning, so no guilt there. And you're depressed because you have to wait another year before the next season comes out, unless you are fortunate to binge a show that was old as hell and you got five seasons to work with. I mean, so for you, it's good. But once you get to that last season, you're still screwed because you have to wait till the next one comes out. And if it's canceled, you might be throwing things at the television because you wish that they never canceled it. So there's that. The show I'm going to speak about today is an Amazon Prime original. I'm going to say this about Amazon Prime. And for those who have Amazon Prime, you all know what I'm talking about. What I have learned about Amazon Prime is that they are horrible at trailers. Like with some shows, the trailers are so short or so vague that I'm literally wondering if I should waste my time watching the show. It's like they don't give me enough information to let me know what the premise of the show is about if I want to waste my time. The only reason why I give Amazon Prime shows a chance is because I'm going to say approximately 70 to 80% of the time, the content, I mean, the show works. Like I end up enjoying the show. But when a show is first coming out, or it's coming out in like another week or two or a month or so, they're really vague with the previews. This show I went ahead and watched because it has, you know, one of the greatest actors of our time, I'm sure many people would say. And I believe, if I heard this correctly, this is the first time he has done a show, a series, because he's known as being a movie actor. And I'm sure some of you already know where I'm going with this. He did a great job in Devil's Advocate. I believe, I'm doing this off the top of my head, so I apologize. I want to say he got an Oscar for the role that he played in Scent of a Woman, but I could be wrong. And he's been in a plethora of, you know, gangster type movies and things of that nature or whatever. But it is the great Al Pacino. So again, if I said this name, you probably already know what show I'm talking about. And it's called Hunters. And I don't know. I just think there's a lot of Nazi shows that are out now, like a lot of Nazi movies and stuff. I think Jojo Rabbit came out this year, and I know it's a comedy, but it's about Hitler. And now we have Hunters, which is about Nazis, and I get into that in a minute, but I don't know. It just seems weird that Hollywood does these shows where, you know, Nazis are involved. It's like there's this obsession, and I'm not saying an obsession in that they glorify the Nazis. I'm just saying the content has something to do with Nazis, which is kind of strange to me. But with this show, I'm glad how they did it. It was a unique show. And one thing I didn't research, and I probably should have researched before I did this episode, but what can we do, is this show played like a graphic novel. I'm not sure if Hunters was based on a graphic novel. I want to say I did some research on that, but I don't want to make up anything and then be corrected because I'm wrong. But it had a very graphic novel feel to it, in that it just had moments in it where I was like, I could see this being based on a graphic novel, or based from a graphic novel, I should say. Another thing about the show, besides it being on Amazon Prime, is that it's like a dramedy. It has drama elements and comedy. And I think if you've watched, or not watched, if you've listened to my other episodes, I'm beginning to think that I have a thing for drama comedies, or dramedies, or dramatic comedies, because I tend to say that a lot. Like, it's dramatic, it's serious moments, but it's funny shit in it too. So I'm thinking that might be my thing. Not that it's intentional. But this is definitely a drama, but it has serious elements to it. It's very graphic, not graphic from sexual content per se. There is a few scenes that, there's some stuff where if you have kids, you might want to say, hey, do that when you turn 18 or, or if you're rich, I don't know. But for the most part, it's not really graphic from sexual content. It's more of a graphic from just gore, from chopping heads off and doing all kinds of crazy nonsense. So I definitely want to warn you about that. To give you an idea of what the show is about, is basically this kid, a young guy, don't know his name. That's not important because you'll learn that when you watch it. He is this kid that's in New York, and he's not pretty well to do. He's kind of your lower class, and he stays with his grandmother. He sells drugs, weed or reefer or pot, whatever you want to call it, to kind of make ends meet. Of course, his Jewish grandmother has an issue with that. And he's like, look, mom, grandma, I gotta do what I gotta do to survive. I gotta pay for us. We gotta make this happen. And something happens, a tragedy happens, and he then becomes introduced to Al Pacino's character, which basically lets him in on the secret that there is a network of Nazis that left Auschwitz, who left Germany, who are still Nazis, but they have created, given themselves new identities in the United States, and they're basically trying to live perfectly normal lives. And they're trying not to be associated with the crimes that they committed back during the Holocaust. Of course, the at and this was set back in the, in the, this isn't modern. This isn't like 2020. This was like decades ago, back in the 40s or so, 40s, 50s. And of course, the Jewish people that were also able to migrate to the United States, and seek refuge in the United States based on the Holocaust, they're here too. And they're trying to punish the Nazis that are here now, trying to live this life where they're all great Americans. And, it's like, I killed a bunch of Jews when I was in the Holocaust, but now I'm in the United States. I'm gonna lay low. I'm not gonna do anything. I'm a good citizen now, and I'm gonna be forgiven for my crimes. And the hunters are like, no, we know who you are. You did horrible things to our people, and you must be punished. So Al Pacino introduces this kid to that particular lifestyle, and there's a lot of just underlining stories that's happening. The cast itself is pretty diverse, because you, in order to infiltrate these Nazis, in order to know which ones are living double lives and things of that nature, you kind of have to have be people that are specialized in certain areas. So you have people that are an actor, you have someone that's specialized in espionage, you have someone that's a weapons expert, you have someone that's good at locking, pick locking, so everyone has these expertise, and when they all come together, they all their talents, their innate talents shine as they are punishing these particular Nazis. What I like about the show also, besides the fact that it's well acted, is there's a twist. I love twist at the end of a series season. I love when I'm watching something. Well, there's two things I love. I love when I'm watching a show and around episode 4 or 3 or 5, I'm like, something's fishy with this particular person, place, or thing, or this doesn't make sense, or something. There's more to the story. I like shows where I'm curious about what's going on, and once I get to the season finale, or maybe 3 episodes prior to the season finale, I'm like, I knew it. I knew it. I knew I was going to be right. Or, dang, I knew something was crazy, but I did not know it was going to unfold this way. This is one of those shows where that's going to happen, where you're like, dang, I knew something was crazy, but I didn't know it was going to unfold this way. I didn't know this person wasn't going to make it, that kind of thing. And I do like shows that way. The last 15 seconds of the season finale was fantastic. I also like when shows create their own history. That's all I'm going to say about it. There's no way I can give this away, even by me making that statement. There's no way you're going to guess what I'm talking about. Even if you watch the first episode, even if you watch the first five episodes, there's no way you're going to know what I'm talking about until you get to the end. But I love when shows kind of alter history and do what they want to do with historical, quote unquote, facts to create a new narrative. And I think that Hunters did a great job at doing that. The cast itself is pretty diverse. I guess it's not just, you know, people who are portraying themselves as Jewish people on the show. There's an African-American. There's other people who are white but not Jewish. So it's not just these Jewish hunters hunting Nazis. And from watching the show, you'll see how they all come together. Each episode is about an hour or so. I binged it. I had no intentions in binging it. Like, I was like, okay, I'll check it out. And I think, again, once I got past like the second episode, I think after the first episode I was in. And I think because of the violence, and it's not that I just like watching violent shows. It was a situation where I was like, the type of violence. Like, for me, like, we play video games. We watch all kinds of crazy movies where they're chopping heads off and everything. But when I see creative ways in which folks are killing people, that's so weird for me to say that out loud. I don't know. It sucks me into the show because I'm like, okay, some sick bastard like really thought of killing a person this way. And it just intrigues me even more. So if you're into that kind of gore, then you'll like the show. There were scenes that were very sensitive. Very, very, very sensitive. Not in the way the Nazis were killed. And I'm not going to tell you which Nazis or what was going on. There were scenes that were depicted that was happening as the Holocaust was taking place. And some of those scenes were very difficult to watch. Some of the things that were just happening in my head, I'm like, for a Jewish person, for any person, but I don't want to take it away from, I don't want to take anything away from Jewish people, for Jewish people to be subjugated to some of the things that this show portrayed was very, very challenging to watch. So if you're very sensitive to things like that, I'm not going to say this show isn't for you. I'm just saying brace yourself because there are going to be scenes that are going to be very difficult to watch. One thing I forgot to mention, because there are going to be scenes that are going to be very difficult to watch. One thing I forgot to mention, Jordan Peele is the executive producer for this. If you are into Jordan Peele's stuff, which for me, I love his stuff. So Get Out, Us. The way he does horror, even though this isn't really a horror movie, and I don't really consider those two movies a horror movie either, the way he approaches his projects is that he adds this weird kind of social commentary. He takes things that either has always been happening in society or has happened in society, and or he takes conspiracy theories that if you hear someone say it in your culture, you know that you've heard it before. And he makes this narrative from that. So there's this grand stereotype, or not stereotype, this grand conspiracy that the Nazis in the United States has to inflict issues upon the Black community, the Jewish community, and anybody that is not Aryan, of Aryan race. So if you're not like white and all this other stuff. And I loved him for that. Like, because when Jordan does things in such a way where like once I got towards the season finale, I was like, what if that's true? And you'll get it. Like, there's this thing, there's this weapon that the Nazis are, and the weapon isn't what you think, but there's this weapon that the Nazis were creating or something that was going to kill off minorities and everyone else. And it's just, when you see how he took something that in the news or in the past, people were like, I'm not going to do that, blah, 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 blah. And he made it this weapon. And it was funny because at the same time, I was like, I don't really mess with that particular weapon that he's going to, it's a weapon. And in my head, I was like, I don't mess with that weapon. I don't know why I don't mess with that weapon, but I was told that weapon was fucked up. So I'm not going to mess with that weapon. And he did a great job of taking that quote unquote thing, making it bigger than what it was, to where now I really don't want to mess with that weapon. I thought it was excellent how he did that. So if you're a Jordan Peele fan, you're going to love this show. This episode is longer than I thought it was going to be, but you know, that's what happens when you're quarantined. What are you guys doing anyway? You all are either binging your shows right now or trying to escape your spouse or your children or your mother or dad, whoever you're living with. So why not hear my voice tell you what you should stop doing right now? Not yet, but like in the next, you know, 2 minutes. Because I want you to go to Amazon Prime. I'm not endorsed for this. Amazon's not paying me. Amazon, if you want to pay me for convincing people to watch your shows, I'm here. But I'm not getting money for this. But definitely get on Amazon Prime. If you're a student, there's a discount. So if you're in college or whatever, yo, don't pay the full price for Amazon. Pay the cheaper discounted price so you can, you know, not pay full price. That's the whole point. And watch the show. But again, it's called Hunters. Al Pacino is like the main character. I don't like to get into other actors and stuff unless they're like noteworthy and you've heard of them. The people in the cast I have seen at some point in other movies. But if I told you what movie or show they were in, you probably will be like, okay, I think I know who you're talking about. So I'm not going to burden you with that. What I'm going to say is that you should watch the freaking show. Watch it. Get you a glass of wine. Get you a beer. Get you glass of water, some orange juice, apple juice, whatever. I don't know. And watch the show. You're going to binge it because it's really good. It's a great cast. It's well acted. Lots of conflict. Lots of diversity. Lots of violence. And again, some parts are difficult to watch. But I do think I like when people take historical events and kind of have creative reign with what should have happened based on the aftermath of that particular event. Or things of that nature. So that's it for me. More episodes to come. I'm your boy, the Binge Worthy Guru, Ian. Happy binging.